Hello, fabulous entrepreneur. It's Tash Corbin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 351, which means you can find all the relevant show notes and links for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/351. Today's episode is about building a message that connects and converts. And messaging is the thing that most people need help with when it comes to getting more clients online and growing their business. So I think this is going to be helpful for absolutely everyone. Let's dive in. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. Whenever I ask people online, whenever I do surveys of my audience, whenever I ask questions about what people need help with, the number one thing that I get, regardless of whether they are in startup, they're launching a course, they are trying to scale their business or build evergreen funnels, the number one thing people need help with is how to ensure they have great messaging. Messaging is the thing that convinces someone that they should buy the thing that you're offering them. Messaging is what builds an audience. Messaging is what gets engagement on social media. Messaging is what goes on the sales page when you're trying to sell a course, right? So of course, messaging is one of the most foundational, critical parts of growing a business online. Now, that to me is something that seems very obvious. However, there are a lot of people out there who are teaching online courses on all of those stages of business: how to start a business, how to create a course, how to launch a course, how to run a challenge, how to get more clients, how to sort your social media. And yet messaging is completely glossed over. There's this tendency towards quantity of content rather than quality of content. But also, there's this assumption that you as the business owner know how to speak to your audience and know how to express the value of what you offer and know how to connect with people and get those conversions with your messaging. And so a lot of those programs or that advice is focused more on the strategy to recruit and attract and convert. And it completely misses one of the most powerful parts of whether that strategy works or not, and that is the messaging that connects and converts. And because people underestimate the power of that messaging or the extent to which they need to get good at that messaging, because people just see content as pieces of content rather than contributing to a brand message or an overall message, for me, this makes it no wonder that everyone is so excited by AI, right? Because we're seeing things like ChatGPT and AI tools that are promising to write content for you, right? They're promising to do a lot of your writing for you. However, if that content is just spat out as content and doesn't take into consideration the foundational core messaging ecosystem that you are building, it doesn't actually do its job. So whilst AI might be able to write a great blog post for you, is that blog post actually aligned with your core messaging? And if you don't know, then there's foundational work that needs to be done first before we can use those tools effectively in our businesses. Otherwise, all you're going to be doing is pumping out a bunch of content that looks and sounds like everyone else's content and does not do its job. Your content's job is not to just simply exist and fill up space on the internet. Your content's job is to share your message and to connect with your audience and convert them into paying clients. That is why every copywriter that I know is completely unthreatened by AI writing. They know the value of what it is that they do, and they know the difference between churning out a bunch of content that sounds like everyone else's versus really crafting powerful content that is on brand, is on message, and does its job. And so whilst I am a huge fan of AI, I'm a huge fan of ChatGPT, I use it myself in my business, I do it through the lens of knowing I have nailed my messaging and knowing how to discern, does that content that ChatGPT has created for me, or does that structure that I use it for, I mostly use it for ideas and structure, does that structure actually align with my messaging ecosystem, or do I need to actually finesse and refine it, or is it completely off the mark? Now, this is just a little aside. I will get to the point of telling you how to create content and messaging that connects and converts. But a little aside for you is just a little story of my last time using ChatGPT. So I had an hour set aside to do some content creation and do some writing. I've been asked to submit some articles for some websites. So I was like, right, I'm going to use ChatGPT to help me with some of the structure and just getting me started. But then I'm going to spend the time actually writing these articles. And it was absolutely hilarious to me because for every single article title that I had come up with, what I want to be sharing, the advice that ChatGPT was providing was the exact opposite of what I would say. And it was so fascinating to me because, and it's no wonder, right? Because I am someone who teaches consent-driven marketing. I am someone who teaches high connection, high conversion marketing. I am someone who is creating content and teaching marketing strategies that are based on a very flat structure rather than creating hierarchies. So of course, the stuff that I'm teaching is completely the opposite to what else exists out there. And so when ChatGPT and AI go and trawl the internet trying to find this advice, it's going to find the bro marketing advice, the hustle club advice, the toxic marketing strategy advice, the old school marketing stuff that is the norm online. And so it was actually really cool for me because not only did it show me that there's no one that can create the kind of content that I do by using ChatGPT or AI because it doesn't work. But also it really reinforced for me, I need to show up and share my content more consistently. I need to help contribute to this conversation of consent-driven marketing and heart-centered marketing because look what the majority of people on the internet are saying. I need to be just as loud as them. I need to share just as much as they do. So it was the best little AI writing exercise I've ever been through, despite the fact that all that came out of ChatGPT was basically unusable for me in my business. It showed me the exact opposite of what I needed to do to write and what I wanted to write. But it was great because it actually helped me to be much stronger in my messaging of the thing that I wrote. So I love AI. I love ChatGPT. I love using it, especially for prompts. And when you're in a bit of a pickle or you're feeling a bit low or you just got that blinking cursor of doom staring at you and you can't get started. AI is great for that, but it will never replace the work that needs to be done in creating a powerful messaging ecosystem. So the key thing to understand when it comes to crafting messaging that connects and converts is that you and your audience see their problem differently. I'll say that again. You and your audience actually see their problem that you solve differently. And when we understand and accept that, we stop running around the internet yelling at people that they're doing it wrong, and we start creating messaging that actually connects with our audience. We start creating messaging that actually draws them in instead of repelling them away. Right? And it also helps to relieve your frustration that you just wish people would get it and you want to run around and shake everyone's shoulders and say, why aren't you getting this? This is the thing that you need. Stop focusing on that. That's nothing. This is the thing that you need, right? And I know that as an online business owner, you've likely experienced that feeling before because it's something that comes up consistently in the Takeoff and the Leverage and Launch programs. Like, but why don't they get it? And it's like, it's not their job to get it. They are in the space of being not quite knowing how to fix it. If they believed exactly the same as you, if they saw their problem exactly the same way that you saw it, they'd be able to solve it without you. But that's part of the reason why they need you, is because they're looking at this problem in a different way to the way that you're looking at, and you're seeing it differently. And when you, first and foremost, you just accept that as reality, then the messaging that you create is far more high connection and it's far more high conversion, because you're not like ships passing in the night. They're floating along thinking, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I need. And you're going, no, this is what you're looking for, this is what you need. And you just miss each other. So instead, in order to create that resonance with your messaging and have people go, ooh, that's what I need, we need to be on the same page. Now, I'm going to give you a very practical exercise to do here, and I'll pop a link to a little template in the show notes as well, so you can grab it. And this is to help you to just get started on creating connecting messaging. So this exercise is for you to, on a piece of paper, have three columns. Leave the top of the first column blank, and the top of the second column says, they say. And the third column is, I know. Okay, so they say, I know. And then in that first column, I want you to write what is the problem is, what the solution is, what their goal is, what their drivers are. Okay, so we are actually going to identify what is the gap in your interpretation and understanding of their problem and their interpretation and understanding of their problem. So, for example, when people come to me and they want to grow an online business, they say the problem is I'm not reaching enough people. But I know the problem is they don't have powerful, effective, high connection messaging. And that messaging comes from strong foundations of having a clear niche, articulating your value proposition, and crafting an offer that people actually want to buy, right? So people aren't coming to me saying, oh, I think my niche isn't specific enough, right? They're coming to me and saying, I need to get in front of more people. So see how I can identify that difference. They say the problem is they just need to get in front of more people. But I know if they get in front of more people with that terrible messaging they've crafted and continuously using all of those shiny, sparkly buzzwords, but without actually connecting with their audience, it's not actually going to achieve the overall goal that they have. Their overall goal, the reason why they want to get in front of more people, is because they want to make more sales. But they've already decided that the way to make more sales is get in front of more people. So if I run around the internet saying, you don't need to get in front of more people, don't worry about that, they won't read my articles. They won't listen to me because they've already decided what they need. They've decided that the problem is they're not getting in front of enough people. So when it comes to crafting a messaging ecosystem and messaging that resonates, I need to acknowledge that my audience want to get in front of more people. And I can actually help them to do that. But it's not a this or that, it's a this and that. So when it comes to what I do, the content that I share, the way that I help them get in front of more people, and I help them do it with clear niching, strong foundations, and a great value proposition so that it actually makes more sales. Getting in front of more people makes more sales when we add this to it. So this is a really powerful exercise for you to do because it's going to help you identify that gap and know what you need to bridge. So they say the problem is this. I know the problem is that. They say the solution is this. I know the problem is that, right? So a lot of people come to me and they think the solution is they should be making reels on Instagram instead of focusing on building a Facebook page. Or they think the solution is they need to find ways to promote on their Facebook profile rather than their page because pages don't get any reach anymore, right? Totally not true. But anyway, so they've heard of these ideas and these solutions online, usually little snippets of it in lots of different places. And so they're coming at me and coming into my audience thinking that they know what the solution is that they're looking for already. So I'm going to identify what they say the solution is, but what I know the solution really is. In the next one down, here's what they say their goal is, but I know their real goal is this, right? So a lot of people come to me and say their goal is to reach and help more people. But I also know their goal is to grow an online business that's sustainable. So I need to speak to them in the, about their goal in their terms. I need to make sure that I'm not dismissing their goal as silly or dismissing their goal as the wrong goal. I'm actually helping them achieve both. Because ultimately, if they want to achieve goal A, they need to achieve goal B anyway. And so it's like, it's rather than it's a bait and switch, it's actually a value add. It's a this and that. And then the final one is their driver, right? What are their drivers? They say the core driver is that they need it for this. But I also know a key driver is that, right? So it allows you to just see, sometimes you're on the same page. They say their key driver is that they want to spend more time with their children. And I know that's exactly the thing, right? That is the driver that they have. I know that that's the driver that they have, and I know how to help them get there. So sometimes when you draw up this table, you realize there are certain parts where you are on the same page as your audience. They are seeing it through the same lens, but there are certain areas where there's a disconnect, where there's some difference. A strong messaging ecosystem doesn't just tell people that they're wrong. Doesn't just tell people, oh, you're focused on the wrong thing. If I spent 90% of my content telling people they don't need to get in front of bigger audiences, then most of the people who actually would most benefit from working with me would have scrolled on by because they'd already decided that they needed to get in front of bigger audiences. So we don't just run around the internet telling people that they're wrong and that they're focused on the wrong problem or they're focused on the wrong solution. Instead, we build a bridge with our messaging. But messaging is not a one-liner. So many people try to wrap that core messaging and that bridge up in one sexy, snappy line. But that's never as effective as actually seeing it for what it is. There needs to be a full ecosystem here of messaging that all is contributing to helping to bridge that gap. So rather than putting the pressure on one sentence, one elevator pitch, one sexy hashtag, one tagline to somehow elicit from people that this is not what they want, this is what they want, right? Because in essence, if you try and sum it up in one sentence, you have to tell people they're wrong. Instead, we want to facilitate a light bulb for people with our content. And that content needs to be built with this messaging ecosystem in mind. So when it comes to connecting, right, this podcast is about connect and convert, right? Messaging that connects and messaging that converts. The way that we connect with our audience is speaking in their language. It is presenting content that meets their needs, how they describe the problem, how they understand the problem is to be, right? We create stuff that meets them where they're at. That's where we connect. And the way that we then convert is we facilitate a light bulb where they go, oh, right, so this is how I get in front of more people. But if I want that to then result in more sales, I also need to ensure I have a great messaging ecosystem. I have a strong value proposition. I need to make sure my offer is built based on what people want rather than my prescription for them that they are not interested in. So it's a this and that. So that's where we connect and convert. We connect by meeting them where they're at, and we convert by bridging them to that deeper understanding that we have as an expert in our field. And that is through facilitating that light bulb moment. So the final part of your little messaging template that I'll have for you in the show notes at tashcorbin.com/351, then looks at, okay, what light bulb do I need to facilitate so that people are ready to hear the message that I have in the I know column? So I'll say that again. What light bulb do I need to facilitate in order for the people who are thinking in the they say column to be ready to hear the message that I have for them in the I know column? So what is the light bulb that I need to facilitate? Then now, every piece of content that you create, if it is helping to facilitate that light bulb, if it is helping move people closer to being in the they, I know column, right? They actually are getting it, then it's all contributing to you being able to convert more people into paying clients. So Hopefully that's been really helpful for you. I understand that, you know, it's really hard to get a bunch of messaging advice and training into one podcast episode. I mean, this is an entire section of the Takeoff program. In the Takeoff program, we actually build that messaging ecosystem as a core asset in your business, but we don't just build it based on your theories. We actually build that through the lens of who is my niche? Let's prove that this niche exists and has demand for something that they want to pay for, right? And then once we've proven that you've got a niche that actually works, then we build what is the value proposition for this niche in the transformation that I facilitate, and what is the model that I use to create that transformation for them, to deliver on that value. And we prove that with going out there and sharing it with our audience. Then how do we craft an offer that people are actually hungry for and delivers on what they want and what the transformation is that I want to facilitate? And we go and test that by making sales. And then once you've got all of that proof, then the process that we use to create all of those things and to move through those stages actually builds a messaging ecosystem that is informed and based on evidence rather than just based on your theories. So I'm not able to present all of that information. I mean, there's probably 12 or 13 modules that go into that entire section of the Takeoff program, and strategies and tests and market research that we do to actually prove it along every step of the way. But hopefully you found that a really helpful way to get started and to just ensure that you're not making those key messaging mistakes, either just running around the internet telling people that they're wrong, whether you say it in those terms or not, but basically missing them like ships in the night, or building your messaging based completely on theory and not accepting that you're in different places and not accepting responsibility for bridging the gap between those places. So if we can at least solve those two things, the messaging that you craft from here is going to be far more powerful and far more effective. Now, of course, if you would like my step-by-step guidance through that process, if you'd like my eyes on your messaging, if you'd like my feedback on that messaging, if you'd like my mentorship through crafting that messaging through making sales and through proven strategies, then of course, I would love for you to come and join me inside the Takeoff program. I'll make sure I link to the Takeoff program in the show notes of today's episode as well. And if you've got any questions about the Takeoff program and how that works and what is covered in there, of course, feel free to get in touch as well. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.